Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Out there talking about some Beyonce and Rihanna. Where they're hard out there.
I was like, oh, we're going to let him clap a little bit more. Why are you talking about that? I hope you're being good. Do that. Be good today.
So what we're telling you guys, work hard, be good, stay connected. We don't even got to say stay connected anymore.
No, we don't.
We can go back to our original one.
Work hard, be good.
That's our quote, period, exactly. Work hard, be good, but the B in be good is the B from B96.
There you go, isn't that cute? We're going to put it on a t-shirt one day, I promise.
One day, we're going to get a marketing budget. And then it's
one day I'll save up enough money and I'll buy them.
We'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah, like the mugs.
It is time for the top six at six. The top six stories.
Number six.
That has to do with us. Yesterday, let's see. I'm trying to think of the most important thing yesterday.
Okay. Then you had a full day, huh?
Yesterday, I was waiting for my Amazon packages.
What did you get?
So I ordered on Saturday a hose for my backyard.
Finally, you're getting a hose. Why am I excited about that?
a little play pad.
Okay.
For Whitney, like a water play pad.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I need a hose for the play pad. And I made sure I did it on Nicole's Amazon Prime account.
Perfect.
So that I can get it the next day. And Sunday passed. Didn't happen. Yesterday passed. Why did my hose only show up at like 9:30 at night?
Seriously, I hate that.
I'm laying in bed and Nicole's like, babe, I think this is so funny. This is the struggle between a couple that has a newborn. Babe, the package just got delivered. Mind you, this is 9:30, so I'm trying to sleep. My head's on the pillow, and I'm like, okay, do you want me to go get it? And she's like, no, I'll go get it. And I was like, no, I don't want you to go get it. You just wait right here, watch the baby. No, you go to sleep. My eyes are closed while I'm doing this, because I'm trying to reenact it. Needless to say, fellas, sometimes you got to let them do what they say they're
going to do. So who got the package?
Fellas, sometimes, even though you want to be a good man, always, you
got
to let the girl love you.
Yeah,
you need
do.
To be loved.
Because she wants to do that.
So she put the, we got that yesterday. So today I'm hoping if the rain holds up and it gets a little warmer, because I watch Whitney during the day while Nicole works from home. So maybe I'll put her in a little play pad.
So no outside. Fire pit pool for Whitney, just her little play pad.
She's more of a diva than that.
That's really funny. Okay, me yesterday, I couldn't wait to tell you guys this because it's so funny. It's about my friend. So we're FaceTiming. She's one of my best friends in the world. Her name is Bly. So she calls me on FaceTime and she's got her hand over her lips and she's like, Nina, you're never going to believe what I did.
Okay.
So she takes her hand away. She got lip filler for the first time. So she's got these big, juicy lips. But if you've ever had lip, I've never had, but you can see that they're bruised or a little bit swollen on the first day. And I'm the godmother to her children. So she just says real quick, Nina, the story is I got stung by a bee. Do not go off script. I got stung by a bee. Because when my kids see me, they're going to be so scared of my face right now.
Yeah.
But I got stung by a bee. I am dying. It was the best entertainment I've had in the longest time. So I'm sorry she doesn't live here, so I can say her name, Bly, who got lip fillers. She got stung by a bee.
She's sticking to it. Don't go off script.
You can't. I can't. I can't go off script.
Yeah, I know a couple people that have done that. And afterwards, I'm just thinking to myself, it doesn't look good.
I mean, see, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
have somebody that does a good
of
job,
course.
It can look more natural.
I've never seen one lip filler injection that looks natural.
Shout out to my girl, Ashley. She does a great job. But, you know.
Like I said, never seen one lip filler that looked natural.
That's fair. Yeah. Or maybe you could just tell your kids you got stung by a bee.
Yeah. Don't go off script either.
Number four.
This guy stuck to the script until his job shut down. You know, there's reasons to call off work. We all have good ones. But what you shouldn't do, especially in this climate, is tell your restaurant that you work for that you got COVID, because then they got to shut down.
It was heartbreaking. Oh, I mean, no. I worried about the staff. I worried about, oh, my God, do I have COVID at this point? We had to shut down the business for the safety. He doesn't know what he did. And I feel terrible because this is a young kid that made a mistake, but this is now a police matter. Mm.
That makes me sad, because if that's Which really... part? So you're going to lie about it just to try to get out of work? I mean, not to even say it's the same as a bomb threat, but like, it is kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're young, you do stupid things. And it'd be foolish of us not to give passes to young people when they do dumb things, because we've all done very idiotic things at a young age.
But you still have to face some type of a, like.
100%. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying, in terms of giving somebody a pass, like, he made a mistake. Yeah. Consequences? Sure. Like he said, the police got involved. But people. Come up with a better, your dog ate your clothes or something.
That's what it used to be back in my day.
Like, anything other than I got COVID and then you got to shut down. Because the thing is, there's restaurants, fortunately, they have a responsible owner that is willing to shut down their restaurant.
True.
Because there are people and businesses here in the city of Chicago that are in that same situation that haven't followed that protocol.
That's true.
So it's just, it's tough. But anyway, the point is, think of a better damn excuse. Right?
Number three.
Your dog ate your homework. It still works. Or maybe you could say a tiger ate your homework. Listen, it's been a while since we've talked about the Tiger King and Joe Exotic, so I just wanted to bring it here for a second. So you know his old stomping grounds are now owned by someone else, but they're really not giving up on these investigations of finding human remains on the land, because they're pretty convinced that there's a conspiracy that were murders and the tigers and alligators and everything ate human people or people. So now they've brought these different cadaver dogs to the site that have sniffed out potential human remains in the alligator pit where all of the tigers are in that like zoo. So the investigation gets juicier. I just find it very fascinating. You've got all these tigers. You have all these alligators around. All of a sudden these dogs are saying there's somebody that died here.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like I'm out on the story of Joe Exotic and Tiger King until Joe Exotic gets out of jail, because then that's when it's going to get really good. You know what I mean? Like, right now, it's just people trying to add fuel to the fire. Well, but there's nothing really new that's going to come out of that. But when Joe Exotic gets out of jail, like, now the real Honey Boo Boo is back. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna, like, the star of the show is ready and willing. And imagine if Joe Exotic was out right now.
Yeah. I mean,
it would be
know.
A S show.
There would be everywhere no in cadaver the world. Dogs.
No, oh, no, he'd have a whole Netflix special.
Would, and he'd be like, feeding them on the side.
It just... it. Exactly. How excited we got right now thinking about
that's really sick.
That's how it is.
We're sick people. I hope you're sick too.
Number two.
Of course they are. That's why they're listening to us. Let's see. Number two is that there's a mom. You know, most kids pull off good pranks on their parents.
Sure.
But in this one in particular, I felt like it was interesting because it's like this woman, what do parents do every year? I got to get my kids' school pictures.
Yeah.
I got to get the school pictures.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your nice outfit on. Make sure you got your hair cut.
I hated
that. Make sure you do all this.
I hated that day so much, by the way. Yeah. You'd think I'd love it. I didn't love it. I didn't know how to do my hair yet. I had one eyebrow. It wasn't cute. Anyway, keep going. Triggered.
We can make it about you.
No. Triggered. No, it's okay.
So look what this girl did. She pranked her mom, and her mom found out in the most inauspicious way.
I'm putting your photo album together, and I'm a few years behind.
Why do you have the same outfit on? Did you do that?
That's cute.
For 4 years? And I didn't know?
That's cute. So,
she starts crying because she didn't realize that her daughter every year in high school wore the same outfit, same necklace, same everything. And then her mom's putting the photo album together. She's like, do I have the same picture? Or is this, what's going on here? And she starts crying because moms want to know everything. And the fact that slipped past
that
her mom.
She just didn't even notice
like the worst
it.
Thing. So all the kids going into high school this year, there goes this prank that you could possibly do.
Number one
story, Nina.
Too busy momming. Well, really, the number one story, which we'll get into later, is Kanye, I would say, is the big story from like overnight. He's tweeting again a lot of stuff. And if you were watching his presidential rally, he said a lot of different things. So right now, I think we're just trying to see what happens. And if he gets help from his family that comes in and tries to talk him down, I'm not being very specific right now. I get that. But I think I'm still processing the tweets as I read them this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with talking about it right now.
No.
I mean, you know, it's not like we can't bring it up again.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm the kind of person that doesn't think necessarily the Kanye West needs help, you know?
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even sure, because everybody keeps, so he was tweeting a lot last night, basically saying the movie Get Out was about him, saying that Kim would never photograph her daughter in Playboy. I mean, just kind of a lot of different
insight.
You
got to read it yourself.
Yeah, you do. So on Twitter, you can see it. But they're calling it, or some people,
at B96 Chicago on Instagram.
Yeah, it's there too. They're calling it a bipolar, you know, outburst, if you will. But maybe it's not that. Maybe that's just really what he believes. But some people are saying that he needs medicine at this moment. So that's actually a really good, interesting side. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't.
About what?
Is this him being bipolar? Is this really what he feels? Does he need help? What is it?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, imagine if all the random thoughts you had in your head, you said them out loud. You would be just like Kanye. I'm not talking about you, Nina. I'm literally talking to the person listening to this right now. Like, you in your car, you whatever. If you were to literally say everything that was on your mind, you would be looked at just like Kanye. The only difference is Kanye says it out loud.
True.
Right? And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, you're wacky, you're crazy. All right.
And like, does he really mean the things that he's saying? Or is he just saying it to say it?
I can't say it enough. I think that when an individual loses their parents, right? I think that's the accountability factor of, like, your own accountability in terms of making a good life is not there anymore. You don't have any pressure. The same pressure. I know that for me personally, a lot of my air quotes success is because I've always wanted to make my mom proud. I wanted my mom to be able to go to work wherever she was and be able to say, my son, fill in the blank, right? And I feel like if my mom wasn't here, I'd probably be making really stupid decisions because I'd have no one to hold me accountable for things.
Sure.
So in Kanye's situation, I kind of feel like it's the same. Like, who's going to tell Kanye something?
Right.
Nobody. His mom's gone. He doesn't have a relationship with his dad. Like, who's really there to keep him? Like, nobody.
His wife.
So when I look into that situation, I think to myself, yeah, Kanye just doesn't care. He just literally doesn't care. And he just says whatever he wants. I don't know if it's necessarily. And so that's how I look at it in those kinds of situations. And when people are like, help him. I don't know. If you had a conversation with Kanye, he'd probably be like he tweeted yesterday, I don't want to help.
Yeah, I believe, Chris Jenner. He doesn't. There's like a genius to his madness.
Maybe I have a special place in my heart for Kanye because, you know, he's from here. I listen to his music and maybe I just want to see him. Yeah, I do love him. I get it, Kanye. Sometimes you can feel lonely. But that's why you need a vice president. So that way you're not lonely.
Oh, great.
And who does Kanye think his vice president should be?
You know who my favorite candidate for my running mate is? When we were trying to figure out my website. So what I did is put the initials of this city down and then I put Kanye 2020. Who would that be? But what I'm saying is the way I do is I just look at the codes. I look at the signs. Right when I saw it, I was like, you know who should be my running mate? Is Sean Carter.
He was in South Carolina doing his rally.
So there you have it. Sean Carter, Jay-Z.
Okay, he's in South Carolina. He sees SC. He thinks that's who should be my vice president.
It's a sign.
Tell me you haven't looked at something and be like, this is a sign. But you keep it to yourself.
I believe in signs.
No. But you keep it to yourself and you're not crazy. Kanye says it out loud. I saw SC. I thought Sean Carter. And everybody's like, oh, man, Kanye. You're crazy, bro. Somebody get this man some help. It's like, dude, I say it all the time. My pen could be facing to the left. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to the right now. My pen just facing to the left. But I'm thinking in my head. But if I say it out loud, no, I'm crazy. See, I sound crazy right now.
But it's different when you do something about it.
First of all, Kanye Jay-Z ticket, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Song, though, loves it.
Love the album.
All of them.
Collaborate on the album.
Do that.
Not the presidency.
There we go.
TBT, throwback trivia is next, guys. Kanye Bieber. That's a ticket.
There you go. Now the world will change.
That's a ticket. Kanye Bieber 2020. They'll be like,
you're going to be their campaign manager?
What do you mean?
It's so deep, right? You can have real conversations.
Oh. I would love that, man.
He's going to be in the back being like, now you go. Now
are you
go.
Guys believers?
Yes. Yes, yes, I am a believer.
Throwback trivia. Commercial-free Tuesday right here on B96. Shout out to Hyundai for that.
Yeah, there you go. DBT, we talked a little bit about a movie, a song, and a TV show, and you just have to tell us the answer. How old school are you? Like, do you know the answer to this question? This is crazy to me because this show aired in 2014, and we're talking about this is old school, but it first aired on TLC. The show brings long-distance couples together by allowing their foreign partner to travel to the U.S. to be with their person. The couple then has 90 days to decide if they'll get married or not.
877-591-9696. 4 years ago, that show's been ruining couples and people's lives. Do you know the name of it? We got, what'd you say?
Six.
2006?
14.
Oh, 6 years. Jeez. And I'm the math guy.
Right.
All right. 877-591-9696. Answer that question and you'll get two more. Come play TBT. Throwback trivia with us. Gabe and Nina next on B96.
Lauren in Highland. Good morning and welcome to TBT Throwback Trivia.
Good morning.
I like this, Lauren. You sound old school already. Let's get right into it. I'm going to hit you with the question that you just heard, okay? It's about a TV show. This TV show first aired in 2014 on TLC. The show brings long-distance couples together by allowing their foreign partner to travel to the U.S. to finally be with their person. The couple then has 90 days to decide if they'll get married or not.
What is the name of that TV show that you wish you were on, Lauren?
That would be 90 Day Fiancé.
Would you ever do that show, Lauren?
Probably not.
Okay. Or like Love at First Sight.
Maybe.
She's open. All right, Lauren. Here we go with the question about a movie, okay?
Okay.
This 2015 animated movie inspired a lot of yellow Halloween costumes, including those goggles and overalls. The movie is about single-celled yellow organisms that evolved to live and serve.
Me. If you translate that, that's what's the name of that movie, Lauren?
Despicable Me.
I love it. Everybody was like, yeah. Gabe even speaks the language. Okay, for the song, this one might be really easy, Lauren. I believe in you. This song is off of the Frozen soundtrack. Gabe really inspired me with these animated movies yesterday. But it's off of the Frozen soundtrack. It came out in 2013. It's sang by Idina Menzel and has the ability to get stuck in your head all day long.
All right, Lauren.
Let it go.
I was going to say, you better sing it. All right, Nina, here you go.
Dang, I should have made these harder. Okay. Go, Lauren. You old school. But Lauren, I like it better when you sing to me. Do it again.
Let it go.
Oh, jeez. It's the remix.
All right, Lauren, tell me a show you used to watch with your family growing up.
Oh, a show that I used to watch with my family growing up. It sounds so bad, but I watched The Simpsons like every day before like dinner time. Like we would watch The Simpsons and then right before dinner, we would have to shut it off and then we'd race back to watch the second episode because I think it aired at like 5 and then 5:30.
That's classic.
They'd ask for forgiveness after they watched the first one. Say grace. Hey, Lauren, have a great week. Okay, thanks for playing.
Great job, Lauren.
Speaking of old school, we're talking about how cheap your rent once was.
Once upon a time.
Nina and I got some good stories. We'll talk to you guys next about it. B96. It is a commercial-free Tuesday right here on B96. We are Gabe and Nina.
Morning.
The average rent for an apartment in Chicago, Nina, take a guess.
$1,500.
Higher.
No way. Really?
The average rent for an apartment in Chicago, higher. Keep going.
$1,800?
Higher.
No way. I mean,
Telephone Tony's saying $2,200.
$2,200?
Lower. This is a fun game. Playing
your card. $2,000.
Lower.
$1,943. Stop it. Really?
$1,943 is the average rent for an apartment in the Chicagoland area.
I'm like itching my nose right now. I believe that.
Yeah.
But that's a lot.
Nina, a lot is an understatement. That's a whole lot.
That's a lot.
You know, so we start thinking about this and we're talking about, you know, the rent in the Chicagoland area and how much it is, or a mortgage for that matter. And, you know, we start thinking about and talking about, you know, what was the rent like when we first started living on our own?
Old man Gabe, old woman Nina.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, and I'm not talking about it from that standpoint. I'm more so saying when you first go out on your own, you're probably living with a friend.
Sure.
You know, you got a couple of roommates, so things have been cheap. So the phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. We want to know, what's the lowest rent you've ever paid? Mm. What's the lowest rent you've ever had to dish out on a monthly basis? For me, when I first moved out of my parents' house.
There you go.
I moved into a 4-bedroom apartment. And And there was a room in the back in the kitchen, small, had a little closet. Mm-hmm. My full-size bed could barely fit in with a dresser. Uh-huh. And they charged me $375 a month.
That's unreal.
$375. And I just remember being like, hell yeah, I want to move in there. Because it was big. The apartment was huge. It had a pool table in
it. Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. But it was all one floor. So it wasn't like we had a duplex or anything like that. It was just one floor right there in Wicker Park over on North Avenue, Damon in Milwaukee. Shout out to my boy, John. But yeah, I was paying $375 a month and it never went up. I always paid $375.
Is that even a thing anymore? Like, where could you get an apartment for $375?
I think it's very simple to get something like that. Because let's say you got a $1,500 a month place and it's a 3-bedroom. Now you're paying $500 a month.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
Right.
What's the lowest month that you've paid? All right. 877-591-9696. Nina, you're not off the hook here.
Oh, this is after I moved out of my parents' house, too.
Okay.
$525.
Was it one roommate or two roommates?
I had one roommate. We had a 2-bedroom apartment and it was on the water. We had a balcony and everything. Yeah. But this is in Seattle, right? So like years ago, the cost of living there was not high.
Sure.
Now it is. But
everywhere.
Yeah. $525. It was awesome. It was right above a wine store. Like, this place was made for me. And they didn't raise my rent in 8 years. I lived there for 8 years. $525. In the eighth year, it was $550.
And you were like, what? How dare you guys raise
up what do you mean? Oh my God, I loved that apartment. I drive by it every time I go home to visit my family. I loved it there.
All right, well, listen, you're not off the hook. Your parents charged you a very small nominal fee to stay in the basement. I want to know what that is, too.
Yeah.
All right, 877-591-9696. Think about it. We know your rent is high right now. But what's the lowest amount of rent you paid to live somewhere? It's a commercial-free Tuesday. We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. All right. I want to know how much people are paying in rent here in the Chicagoland area. Angela in Berwyn, good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
All right,
Hi.
So what's the lowest amount you've ever paid for rent?
It's what I'm paying now, and I'm in the process of trying to buy a house, so I know this is going to hurt my pockets, but I pay $300 in rent right now.
Wow.
Where do you live, or who do you live with?
With my sister, my brother-in-law, and my mom. And I have a son. I have a 1.5-year-old son.
Oh, my gosh. You're saving That's so great. Much money right now, first of all.
And you also have all those people
I know.
You out with your kid.
Yeah, you got babysitters.
Angela, why are you leaving? Yeah. No.
I don't buy a house. You live in one. It's perfect. don't do anything.
I need space for my son. My sister has children, so it's hard.
Well, no, I understand it's hard, but I would say, you know what? Do yourself a favor and just continue to save that money for as long as you can. I mean, $300, you're never going to be in a situation like that again.
And wait till your son's a little bit older, so then you don't have to worry as much.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so he could work and help out.
Oh, that too.
Thanks for the call,
Thanks
Angela.
Thanks for sharing.
All right, 877-591-9696. We're talking about what's the lowest amount you've ever paid a month for rent.
Leah in Valpo, what was it?
Good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
So I live in Valparaiso, and I actually bought a foreclosure condo, just my two sons and myself, and my mortgage is actually $400 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
Leah, this is the reason why people are leaving Chicago in droves, because you can go over to Valparaiso, get a condo, and get the mortgage for $400, but you bought it foreclosed, so... I mean, it's different kind of process, but good for you.
But still, you got yourself set now.
Way
I love
to build.
That.
Thank you. Way to get that property.
They mow my lawn and they shovel my sidewalk.
And now you have equity in the house so that way in the future you can pass it down to your kids and now you have generational wealth.
Your sons are learning.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Amen, guys.
This is smart.
Amen.
I love
we're
it.
Spiraling
well,
right now.
I know. We're so happy for you, though.
I'm like, I need to go buy. I want to be like Leah.
You're like, oh, you got to go to Valparaiso first. Thanks for
Thanks
the call,
for
Leah.
Calling.
But it's interesting. I paid $375. Nina's paid $525. But I mean, listen, we all know that the average rent in Chicago is over $1,900. But there's
we know now.
But if you share a house or something like that, you could be paying a little bit. Like CJ, how much do you pay?
$500.
$500 a month. How many roommates do you have?
Two roommates.
Okay, how big is your house?
It's a 3-bedroom with a finished basement.
How many bathrooms?
And 1.75.
Okay.
So it's a house, though, or is it an apartment?
Yeah, it's a house. Yeah.
See?
House.
Oh my gosh, they have a yard and everything.
But this is the way to do it when you're.
Yep.
How old are you, CJ?
21.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, CJ.
That
first
is
of all,
the way to do it.
You're doing it right. I just want you to know that.
House party.
Exactly. House parties are always crazy.
With only 6 people, no more than that.
Who's the most annoying roommate in your house, CJ? Be honest.
Hmm.
That had to be my oldest sister.
Oh, you live with your sister?
I thought you were going to say myself.
Yeah.
I actually brought this proposal to my brother once. I was like, hey, my brother's name is Darius. I was like, Dare, why don't we like get a place together? Yeah. And he was like, no, no. And I love, you live with your sister? You're such a nice brother.
She probably acts like a mom.
She brought up the idea to me.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, CJ. I hope you stay in that situation for a long time. Save up your money. So maybe you could be like Leah in Valpo. Buy a property over there so that way you can have generational wealth.
And then
for
you'll
your
still
family.
Be like, house party.
And then his sister will be like, can I live here? Thanks for the call, CJ.
This is the reason, though. You see articles and stuff like in place from places in Chicago and New York where couples are moving in together so fast because the rent is so high. And they're like, we've been dating for 2 weeks.
I was watching
I'll move in with you.
Married at First Sight yesterday with Nicole.
You watched that?
Nicole knows one of the guys on the on the show, so she watched it. I was falling asleep, like I said earlier. But she was saying, one of the girls on the show was like, when you get married, it's kind of just like having a roommate that's sexy. It's not really a big deal. Like, okay. Anyway, the point is, if you're paying less than $1,000 a month,
you're doing real good.
You're doing real good. Enjoy yourselves, all right? And enjoy yourselves in a few seconds. We are going to be getting you off for Wake Up Wars, all right? So if you're ready to play, just hang tight, listen to some commercial free music, and then we'll be back to get you on, all right? B96. All right. I need a little sunflower right now.
Something bright to.
I'm talking to you fellas out there in the Chicagoland area. We've actually been losing a lot lately. I haven't tried to bring it up much, but it's like you're in your car and you're thinking to yourself, I can do this. And you call randomly because you want to be on the radio. I get that. I actually encourage you to come be on the radio. But I need that guy that's like, dude, I could win this game. That's the actual guy I'm looking for right now is the guy that's like, that never would call in a million years.
Uh-huh.
But is saying to themselves, dude, I could, those questions, easy.
So you're looking for
877-591-9696 is the number. I need you, the fella, to call up right now.
We're getting real competitive now. Ladies, you heard that. I'm just looking for a lady that's like, I think I can do it today. Call. Let's play. Have fun.
You're going to get three questions, a male, a female, then a Chicagoland question. So let's see how Chicago you are. All right. Come play Wake Up Wars with us. Don't forget the baby daddy check-in coming up too. 877-591-9696. Gabe and Nina, inside a commercial-free Tuesday. Big shout-out to Hyundai for that one. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update. Nina.
Let's go.
What do you call a bulletproof Irishman?
What?
Ricochet. Ricochet.
That's actually really funny. Ricochet. I need to say that and tell the Irish side of my family.
Gotta do that. So the baby daddy check-in is that my little girl, I told you she sings, but I gotta get you guys, do I have the recording?
Oh my God, if you do, I'm gonna die right now.
I did actually, I recorded it yesterday. She is just, I mean, it's one thing when your baby starts to talk and then you're saying to yourself like, wow, this is a human being that has, let me see if
right. Wait, let me put it up louder. Is this her singing?
Oh, dang, dang.
Oh, wait, so, I love to hear her voice. Oh my God.
It's so cute. So
I just want to squeeze
her. She does this thing. She's just getting better at like getting your attention. So it's like, you know, when she starts laughing, you're like, oh, you're laughing now?
Oh, I'm going to stare at you.
You were like a little person that was just like not even nothing. You were a big nothing. And now you're laughing.
Do you feel so awesome too? Like when you make her laugh, you're like, yeah, I did it.
Nah, because I know it's just like a reactionary thing. I wish it was like, it's not like I'm saying dad jokes and she's laughing. Like if she heard this one right here, Nina.
She might. I don't know.
So the other day, I tried catching fog.
Okay.
I missed. Fog and mist.
You see what
I
did?
I tried to catch fog. I missed. Wake Up Wars is next. That's B96.
Watermelon sugar. Wake Up Wars, a battle of the sexes for breakfast with Gabe and Nina on B96.
It is a commercial free Tuesday on B96. We are Gabe and Nina. We're about to play some Wake Up Wars. And representing for the guys today, from Melrose Park, we got Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hanging in there, Matt.
I don't know if the world's ready for this one. We also have another Nina representing for the ladies out in Oak Lawn. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Hi.
All right, Nina. So the ladies did win yesterday. That means you're in full control today. Would you like to go first or do you want to let Matt go?
I'll go first.
Let's do it. Matt, hang on a second, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Nina. We're going to kick it off with a female-centered question. Then it'll be followed by a male-centered question and the Chicagoland question to find out how Chicago you are. Whoever gets the most right will win. Gillette makes a line of razors for women to make sure that our legs stay silky smooth. Hint, the name of these razors is also the name of a strong female tennis star. What are they called?
I don't know.
It's okay when I tell you, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Okay, here is your male center question. This weed-smoking rapper has a baby with Amber Rose and is infamous for creating the song Black and Yellow. What is his name?
I couldn't tell you.
Let's just get this one, right? This is the Chicagoland question. It's the most important, Nina. It's Community College Week. So we're going to tell you the name of a school, and you just have to tell us what suburb it's in. Morton College is the second oldest community college in the state. It's home to 5,000 students and is located in this suburb that starts with a C. What suburb is Morton College in?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I love that you're laughing. And, you know, we stayed consistent. It's a lot harder when you're live.
Nina in Oaklong, hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
It's kind of like, I feel like that's what would happen to you. You get them all wrong, but then you start laughing.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh.
What are you going to do? It's okay. We had fun.
Matt in Melrose Park, Nina did actually poorly and only got one question, or got zero questions correct today.
All right.
That's right, Matt. You only got to get one to get a victory. All right, your first female-centered question. Just pay attention.
All right.
Gillette makes a line of razors for women to make sure their legs are silky smooth. Here's a hint. The name of these razors is also the name of a strong female tennis star. What are the names? What is the name of the razor?
Venus.
Yes, it is, Matt.
Question number two. Thanks, Nina, for
talking. Sorry, I was very involved.
Thanks for jumping in there. Question number two. This weed-smoking rapper has a baby with Amber Rose and is infamous for creating the song Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. What is his name?
Wiz Khalifa.
I knew guys would get that right. I just had a feeling. All right, here's your last one, Matt. It is Community College Week on the show. So we're going to tell you about the name of a school and you're just going to tell us what suburb it's in. Morton College is the second oldest community college in the state. It's home to 5,000 students and is located in this suburb that starts with a C. What suburb is Morton College in?
Cicero.
All right, Matt. You did a really great job.
Nina in Oaklawn, you know, sometimes the questions are hard and both people prove that because they don't get a lot right. But then there's sometimes where the person gets three right, all three right.
It's cool. Congratulations, Matt. I see I'm laughing with it.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, the answers to the questions. Number one, Nina, the answer is Venus, like Venus Williams.
The second question was...
She's not a tennis fan.
Yeah, she's not worried about it. The second question, Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa sings Black and Yellow.
And then Morton College, one of my favorites out there. Love the staff and the student body out there. They're in Cicero, Illinois. Cicero.
Oh, Matt. I go there all the time. I'm so stupid.
No, not stupid. Matt, well, what do you do for a living?
I work for a logistics company.
Okay, you're out there making sure things get to places on time. I wish you, I had one of you for my life.
I know. Oh, my God, that's so real.
Trying, man.
Nina, what about you? What do you do?
I work in care management and at Advocate Christ.
Care management.
Okay. See, she's focused on taking
Again,
care of people.
Two people that we need. We need people to care about us.
Yes.
And we need to be on time and take care of our... God, we're pathetic.
We appreciate you.
Guys, have a great one. Thanks for playing, okay?
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.
Great job, fellas. Great job, fellas. Matt did a good job today.
I'm going to tear up those...
Uh-huh.
Tuesdays. Tear up those thotties Tuesdays. No, that's not how that works.
No.
Hey, Maneater Monday, it's a...
Testosterone Tuesday.
Testosterone Tuesday.
That's the safe one. Or you want to call it a... We'll think about it. Okay.
I just want to win the week.
That was an
edit. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Let's call it a man week.
Okay, you claiming it?
I just, can we just win? I just want to.
You know who my favorite candidate for my running mate is? When we were trying to figure out my website. So what I did is put the initials of this city down. But what I'm saying is the way I do is I just look at the codes. I look at the signs. Right when I saw it, I was like, you know who should be my running mate? It's Sean Carter.
Gabe and Nina, B96, inside a commercial-free Tuesday. Right, the lines are open right now. And we really just want to have just like an open discussion because that's what we should be doing in this kind of time. So the phone number is 877-591-9696. And we're looking for just your opinions of like what's going on with Kanye. I think people feel strongly about this situation, whether it's about him running for the presidency, whether it's about his bipolar, what people feel like are issues, whether he needs to get help, just the whole thing. We want to have, we want to talk about this because things are getting a little interesting.
Wild, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, interesting. So last night, if you haven't seen it yet, you can follow us at B96 Chicago. There's some screenshots of his tweets from last night. And in them, you know, one of the things is that he's claiming that Kim tried to involuntarily commit him. I mean, like trying to step in and trying to help him. And that brings
She's like, Kim's trying to come here with a doctor to shut me down.
Right. And he's like, and if you didn't know, the movie Get Out is about me. And as you're reading these things, it's like, what? What?
Yeah, it's a lot, you know. And I do want to start off by saying this. I love Kanye West.
Sure. I'm sorry. I'm just getting into it.
I was like, oh, tell me how I love Kanye West, Nina.
I'm trying to hype you.
Yeah. You know, I love Kanye West. Obviously, I grew up here. Big fan of his from the beginning when he was just making beats. And now to see him where he's at, it's like, wow. So it's like, I feel like he's one of our own. And so I hate when like the world looks down on him and is talking so negatively about a Chicagoan that we embrace as one of our own. But then like I have people like Nicole that just are like, his statements are problematic. You know, Kanye West, I can't, you know. And then you have people like John Legend who Kanye put on, literally just turning their back on him. So like when you see him in this kind of a state, people are like, Kanye's out of his rocker. And you're like, I feel like he's just speaking his mind. Caitlin, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So before I get to you, the phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. If you want to talk about, we're talking about Kanye and like just your opinions of him. What's yours, Caitlin?
I mean, I think he has great intentions. I love Kanye, obviously. Like you said, he's from Chicago. But I honestly think ever since his mom passed, he has been just like, so all over the place.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of sad, and I feel like he just might need a little help. And I think it doesn't help that he may have a lot of yes men around him.
Mm-hmm. What does help mean though? Like when people are like, he needs help, like what does that mean? I'll put give me some answers there.
Maybe it's even a space where he can air all of this out that's not so public. You know what I mean? Even in a space where he has somebody that's hearing him and helping him even digest what he's saying.
But why censor him?
Well, because there are too many people that are influenced in seeing what he's saying. And while there are some like us where we can have a conversation and question and ask and say it's sad or that you love him, and I think a lot of people do care about him. And that's also part of the concern, right? You're watching this man kind of unravel a little bit.
I don't know. I guess my big thing is I seek a guy like Kanye West, who, like you mentioned, Caitlin, doesn't have his mom, so he has no accountability issues. And he just freely says whatever's on his mind. Unlike us, we're like, you and I can't do that. You and I cannot say whatever I want on this microphone. Yes, we have a show. Yes, we have the opportunity to say whatever we want, but we can't. That's the reality. We cannot because I need this job. I need this paycheck. I need stability, right? Kanye West doesn't. Kanye West doesn't need a job, right? Kanye West doesn't need money. He has everything. And because he doesn't have his mom, he feels like he can say whatever he wants.
And maybe he does. And maybe the thing with Kanye is that his intentions are to do good. His intentions are to help people. His intentions are to influence people in that way. But what he's not looking at is that his words carry a lot of weight and can also do that. And uncensoring him or not censoring
him. I hear people say
himself.
That all the time, and I'm thinking to myself, who do you think Kanye West is influencing?
He wants to, though.
Right, no, I'm saying, but you just said his words carry this. Like, who is he influencing?
Probably a lot of people. I can't sit here and go, that person and that person. Yeah. But, you know, just his music, his lifestyle, him and his words and his position of power is influencing people every day. Whether you like it or not, it's true. Well.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the situation. I just, like, if people are so bent out of shape that he's running for the president, so what? Let him. I want to run for president, too. We have a problem with that?
877-591-9696. Do you? I mean, what do you think when you
Nicole has a problem with him running for president. She feels, because she's, you know, she's works in government.
Sure.
And she's like, any vote that is, you know, taken away from a certain party, she's like, then that's an issue. And I'm like, how many people do you think are going to be writing in Kanye 2020 on the polls? Like, 1,000? 500? Like, how many? Like, I don't know. I just look at him and I think to myself, just let the guy be. Let the guy be. Let him do his thing.
But what if this turns into something that ends up hurting him in the long run?
Give me an example.
Maybe the voice, I'm not saying that he's hearing voices, but your own internal voice, right? Maybe his own internal voice gets too loud. Maybe something in there gets to be too much. Maybe it's a lashing out on his family. Maybe it's, you know, something about himself. I don't know. I don't want to wish any harm on anybody.
Well,
but
I know, but I'm trying to be in that space with you. So I need you to give me an example so I can be like,
mental health is a serious thing.
But I hear what you're saying when you said lashing out at the family. That makes sense to me.
Sure. I mean, and he kind of already started to. By calling Kim out and creating all of these things, bringing his daughter into conversations, that's making everybody very uncomfortable.
All right. 877-591-9696. Is Kanye just like an afterthought for you? Or you like, whatever, let the man do his own thing?
Does he need help?
Or do you feel like he just needs to go?
Well, he does.
877-591-9696. Nina, do you think Kim Kardashian regrets marrying Kanye West?
I don't think she regrets it, but I don't think she knew what she fully got herself into. I think that could be part of it. Or maybe she did. I don't think it's regret, though. No. To answer your question, no.
She said there's rumors that, or not rumors, Kanye said that Kim was supposed to be on her way with a doctor to go shut him down.
Yeah.
Think about the mindset of a wife that has four kids and is married to a man that, like you said, do you feel like he needs help?
I'd be panicking. What do I do? This is my love. How do I help you? What is happening right now? You feel out of control. I'm acting like I know. I don't really know. I would imagine you would feel like, oh my God, how do I help you? And that's what a lot of people are saying too. Kim, get your man. But what is she supposed to actually do?
Omar in Tinley Park, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. All right,
so what do you got to say about this situation?
I'm kind of like on your side. Like, I understand, you know, you have to defend the room from, you know, our Chicagoan people, but at the same time, like, it's kind of exhausting just seeing celebrities and just seeing people trying to run for the highest political position in the country. Like, we got to stop, you know, acting like being president is a joke or like it's a...
Yeah. But I hear you, Omar, but, you know, it's not like it's anything new. Ronald Reagan was an actor.
That's true.
Like, let's not forget that. Reagan was an actor that became the president of the United States of America. People just like, oh, Ronald Reagan, that's a name that I hear. No, he was an actor. He was a celebrity. And then he came out. So this is something that's been happening for years. It's not anything new. And then obviously when Trump comes and reinforces the whole notion that anyone can run for president and win... I mean, and so it's like...
And kind of empowers people in a weird way.
But man, but...
Yeah, and Schwarzenegger was a governor as well, but like at the same time, like, is everyone suited for that? Like, you know, mental health does matter. Like, you are going to be leading a country. You're going to be leading a military.
Yeah.
Are you suited for that job?
I mean, and I'm not trying to say that I'm leaning left or right because I'm very in the middle when it comes to politics, but the same was said about Donald Trump when he was running for president, right?
You're
like, Donald Trump can't. Are we going to give him the red button to push and, you know, for nuclear weapons? Like, people were thinking that, but he got elected. So, like, it happened.
And everyone was right. We shouldn't have.
It's personal opinion, right? Personal opinion.
Yeah, it is. Right. Personally, yes.
But do you really think that this Kanye running for president is, like, a thing?
What do you mean a thing?
Like, do you think that...
He has the potential to win? No.
But, like, even just running, you don't care either way.
He got... That's the thing. It's just like with Bruce Rauner and Governor Pritzker. If you have the money to do it, you're just going to do it. Like, who's going to stop you? Me. I can't run president. You need, like, 1,000 signatures. I can't even get, like...
Kanye is a billionaire now.
57 family members.
Here's $1,000. Here's $1,000.
Exactly. Omar, thanks for the call. I appreciate you chiming in because you're bringing up a great point. It's right. I think the number one thing you said that's the most important, Omar, is that it's exhausting. And defending your friend.
It definitely is. Yeah, it's not a popularity contest.
Right. And but Nina, it doesn't matter if it's your drunk friend that is consistently being drunk and making bad decisions. Sometimes you just get exhausted about your friend.
Yes.
You got to be there for them no matter what. And I feel like that's how I am when it comes to Kanye West. But that was my favorite one.
He's making you tired.
Kaylin in Oswego, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. All right. So you don't love this topic, though. What do you got to say about Kanye West?
you know what? I I think he has freedom of speech, and, you know, he's using that to his best capacity. He has a free will to run for president. Anybody does over the age of 35. But, Gabe, I wanted to talk to you about Ronald Reagan. So Ronald Reagan had a
Kayla. My boss is going to get really upset if we've turned this into too much political. So I'm going to put you on hold so you can tell me that, okay?
I promise you.
Hang on one second. I can see it right now.
That's one of those moments. We want to say whatever we want, but then there's somebody that's still right here that's saying, but maybe let's not talk about Ronald Reagan today.
Hotline going off right now. My boss is like, Gabe, Ronald Reagan, I'm B96.
I don't know.
Play some Rihanna. Play Doja Cat. Gucci Mane.
We're safe now.
B96.
Florida man yells there's no Santa at holiday event.
Florida man named Happy.
Florida man quits job, steals all of their chicken nuggets.
Why, oh, why would you steal all the chicken nuggets, Mr. Florida Man? It's Gabe and Nina inside a commercial-free Tuesday brought to you by Hyundai. And the game is simple. Nina is going to read to you three dumb criminals, and you just got to tell us which one is from Florida. The phone number is 877-591-9696.
Here's your first criminal. A woman shoots her boyfriend for refusing to argue with her. Really trying to instigate there.
Sometimes you like the passion.
I guess so. Second headline. Another woman busted for smuggling a crack pipe in her bum into jail.
Oh, no. Don't they do pat downs before that thing?
So funny. Okay. Third headline. People getting naked on a beach were busted by drones.
Oh, that seems like snooping to me. I think the drone should get arrested for that one. All right, 877-591-9696. You heard the three dumb criminals. Tell us which one is from Florida. Is it number one, the woman who shot her boyfriend because he wouldn't argue? Number two, the woman who snuck a crack pipe in jail? Or number three, the naked duo that got caught by a drone? Call us now. Tell us which one's from Florida next. All right, here we go. You got three dumb criminals, Christian and Hammond.
Hi, Christian. Which one do you think is Florida man?
I think number two.
The crack pipe in the butt.
Yes.
It was almost too easy. Almost too easy, Christian. Oh, yes. Yes, that happened in Florida. I was dying laughing at the story. So a woman in Florida, she smuggles a crack pipe in her bum when she gets to jail to go visit somebody. She gets patted down, as you said, and when they found it, she's like, oh, I forgot it was in there.
Isn't that how everybody does this?
I guess. I just forgot. So, of course, she gets busted trying to bring contraband into jail.
Oh, man. She's an idiot. Christian.
Oh,
all right. What about these other two criminals, Nina? What about the person who shot the boyfriend because he didn't want to argue? What happened there?
Crime of passion. This happened in Louisiana. This woman just really wanted to instigate a fight with her man, and he would not engage. So she shot him. And then at that point, she really hoped for actual engagement. Guys, you don't need to do that.
The thing is this. Here's going to be the most interesting part of that story. The guy's going to take her back.
After he gets shot?
Nina, mark my words. The guy is going to take her back.
Yeah.
She loves me, though.
I guess she loves you so
much. Don't
you
want that kind of love?
No.
All right, last one.
We're not playing with guns in my relationship.
What about the couple that got caught with it by a drone?
This was in Minnesota. So apparently there are a bunch of people sneaking onto this beach getting naked, and there were reports of it. So the cops decided to let drones off into the air to monitor the scene. And everybody that got naked on the beach got busted. So think twice. Look in the sky, guys. Drones are always watching. Your cell phone.
I got to find a more inconspicuous drone so that would be the case.
It gave you a little creep.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96, Chicago's new hit music. Thank you for joining us this morning. Just in time to hear this unreal rejection. Is that what I'm going to call this?
I think it's a surprising new, rejection tool.
Okay. So I came in this morning. I was very upset about this because I thought it was the most ridiculous response on a dating app that I've ever received. And I told Gabe about it.
Yeah.
So I'm very casually swiping. You know, it's kind of fun. It's the best way to meet somebody right now. And I matched with this dude. We talked back and forth for a little bit. Then one of my questions to him was, how have you been holding up with all of this? I go to bed. No big deal. I wake up this morning to a response that reads, COVID conversations won't get you dates. What? At what point did I even bring up the word COVID? All I said was, how have you been holding up? It's not really a secret. We've all been in quarantine. It's not really a secret. The world is wild. Why would that be a bad question?
Maybe because it's too easy.
Well, I thought it was kind of deep. You know, I thought, well, we've already done the small talk. You like boats and baseball. I like watching my shows right now. Like, what?
And now you're like, hi. I guess that isn't that. I mean, I'm not single, obviously, so I don't know how this goes. But wouldn't that be just the default conversation?
I mean, right. But I've never met you before, so I figured that maybe that would open things up to. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be the default conversation? Like, hey, how you been holding up during this thing?
Right. And I didn't even use the word COVID. But I was like, is this really something we're not?
Was he a dreamboat? Was he like, well,
no,
I'm trying to figure out.
No, and that's the part that made me the most upset.
Now we're talking trash. This is like when women say men have small penises.
Is what I get to say, though, because you're going to come at me harsh and say COVID conversations won't get
you're
you dates.
You're ugly.
I gave you a sympathy swipe. I was like, you got sunglasses in most of your pictures, but like you're kind of cute, though. So what the hell, right? Because personality is really where it counts. And you just showed me you're rude.
Okay.
And not able to understand death.
So well, let me ask you this. So that was like something that he felt should be avoided in conversation.
I guess so. I just didn't really think. I don't know. That's what he felt. Yes.
I know you didn't let me ask the follow up question.
That's why I stopped talking. So I got worked up.
What's something that you wouldn't want someone to talk about in your DMs?
I think,
what would be that turn off topic thing?
Well, somebody did start talking about shows they used to watch with their ex. That's a turn off. Asking me about my ex, that's a turn off.
So exes, talking about any exes in any capacity is an immediate turn off.
Totally.
But don't you want people to learn from what like your exes did wrong or, you know what I mean? Like what mistakes were made?
Yeah, but I think the ex conversation comes later. Not like, hi, nice to meet you. You liked my picture. And I said, cool. You
so
like
my
otters
ex.
Too.
My ex liked my pictures too. Oh, I haven't touched on with that one. All right. 877-591-9696. They spiced up a great conversation, which is like, what are these? You still want to talk about the guy? It sounds like you have a lot of interest.
No, I'm listening.
No, for real.
I'm just shaking my head just because I think it's so rude.
Nina's guy did not like the fact that she brought up COVID, but not even brought up COVID.
I said, hey, how you been holding up?
And Nina said that if you talk about exes in her inbox, she'll just swipe right.
Right.
Can you do that afterwards?
No, you can block them. Okay, I have a long list of blocks.
All right, 877-591-9696. What's something else, though? What's something else that you just shouldn't be talking about? I'm trying to think. I wouldn't want you talking about my job.
Okay.
Like, if I was single and you were swiping in my inbox and you were like, so, what is it like working on the morning radio? Like, boring. I just wouldn't want you to talk about my job. That'd be mine.
Okay,
be
that's
mine.
A good one.
All right, what's yours? Ladies, call us up. Fellas. Fellas will take anything. Ladies, what about you? What's a deal breaker? 877-591-9696.
Robert on the Northwest side. All right. So you're talking to somebody. You're on a dating app. What's one thing that they can't bring up?
Wait, Robert, before you answer that.
Oh.
I think you should answer your question, Nina. If somebody brought up COVID or how are you doing, would you have shut it down, Robert?
Oh, yeah.
No, I definitely wouldn't shut it down. If someone gets upset about talking about COVID, I might assume that maybe they got COVID and I shouldn't be talking about it.
That's maybe
Maybe that's what happened to Nina. The guy stopped talking to her immediately once she brought up. She didn't even bring up COVID. She just asked, how are you holding up?
I said, how are you holding up, anyway. Robert? That's an innocent question. Don't you think? He's like, yeah, but if you bring this up, it's not so innocent. What's one thing you can't be talking about?
So one thing on a dating app that I really don't like is when you're talking to somebody and they constantly talk about themselves and don't give you a chance to speak. They just, you know, brag about this or brag about that. And the second thing is the people that are obsessed with the negativity in their lives and just can't get off of it. It's a never-ending conversation.
Keep going, Robert. We have the same lists.
I think nobody likes talking to somebody else that only talks about themselves. Nobody wants to be with a self-centered individual. And then the second part of it is like, gosh, that's my biggest pet peeve. Like, negative people, I cannot have you in my life. I've been there, done that. And let me tell you, I want no part of it.
Soul suckers. It ends up being a soul sucking thing. Now, some people, it's funny, but
So, Robert, are you in a relationship or are you single?
I'm currently in a relationship.
So they're not self-centered.
Not a soul sucker.
Super positive people, I'm assuming. Thanks for the call. Thanks, I appreciate Robert. It. Oh, man.
Tammy and Madsen, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right,
Tammy, first and foremost, if somebody brings up COVID in your conversation, is that a deal breaker?
No. Okay. I mean, it's what's going on. It's no big deal. It's just not a problem. I mean, maybe it's a discussion topic.
Nina, maybe the guy's just an idiot.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't disagree with
He's probably
that.
Just very pessimistic, too. And just,
I would have hated him anyway, I think is what it is.
You would have went on a date. You would have wore a mask. He wouldn't have. And then that would have just
I would have just left at that moment anyway.
He's like, you're going to kiss me.
I get so bored real fast.
All right, Tammy, what about you? What's something that people would bring up in your inbox that would turn you off immediately?
If they are initially and immediately mentioning sex and asking me, oh, what do you like and what turns you on? Those questions are like, I'm blocking you. I probably won't even respond. If I do, I'm going to let you know you pissed me off and I'm done.
I'm like, shaking my head.
I can't.
Yes, right now. Absolutely. And the funny thing is, Tammy, this isn't just on dating apps now. You're getting that in your DMs on Instagram and everywhere else, too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's ridiculous. It's so disrespectful. It's, like, beyond, like, what are you talking about? Like, it's so obvious that you're just physically attracted to me and you just don't know anything about me. I could be a psychopath. But you're like, yeah, what do you like? Yeah.
I'm a serial killer, but hey, let me suck on your toes.
I want Tammy and Nina both to know that, you know, these men that are doing that, like, there's women that are saying yes to this stuff.
I know. That's the part that hurts my feelings.
Yeah, that's why they do it. They make it comfortable. They make them comfortable to actually have those conversations initially. And it's sad because for women like us, it's like, really? Yeah. We're turned off and they don't even know why. They're like, what's the problem?
The thing is, just to put it in perspective, ladies, it's like, that guy has tried 99 or 100 times and 99 times he got rejected. And he feels like even though he's batting 1%.
Yeah. It's still going to work.
He's like, bye-bye. You never know, though. Well, listen, it's something to think about. Something to ask your coworkers today when you're going into work or when you have that Zoom meeting and you're having that uncomfortable first 2 minutes. Just be like, hey, you should have, you know, they heard my B96. They're talking today. Is talking about COVID a deal breaker in relationships now? Something to think about.
It was actually, hey, how you holding up?
I keep saying it's COVID.
That was really not a thing.
Not as bad as that. Send them a mask. It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. What's up? It's Gabe. It's Nina.
Hi.
It's currently 74 degrees today. Slight chance of rain throughout the entire day. Just like super, super slight. And then later in the afternoon. That's when it's probably going to get a little more serious. So get it in while you can is basically what I'm trying to tell you.
That's with everything in life, right?
Speaking of getting it in, sometimes you want to do things that are stupid. And this guy did just that. He, you know the saying, Nina, grab a bull by the horns?
Yeah, totally.
This dude actually did it.
What?
It was stupid because they were like, all these bulls were there. They were like roping them back in. And then they were like right next to, they got out. So they were putting them in. And the police were there. The
Where is this?
Farmers were doing it. And then all of a sudden, the man goes and tries to grab the bull by the horns. This is what happened.
The owner was in the back of a pickup truck, tapping on the bucket, and they just slowly brought the truck down the road.
Third party inserted himself into the situation, and he was told to stay back, and he took hold of one of the bull's horns, and he ended up being gored. Multiple people within 5 feet of the two bulls appeared to getting ready to attack again, and our officers dispatched the bulls.
And to have that happen, it was very sad. It's not what any of us wanted. I know the owner's devastated about it.
It was in New Hampshire.
They have bulls out there?
I guess so.
Oh my gosh. What is going to possess a person to do that? He's like, I need to be free. Grab the horns.
I'm trying to think, like, of all the things that you would do, like break a leg.
Yeah, don't
and
do
just
that.
Like, oh, yeah?
Okay.
I'm going to kill this show today. I'm trying to think of some other sayings.
Or kill it. Don't kill it.
You got to kill it. Listen, what do you got to say? What's up? You got to turn the other cheek.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm trying to think of some other good ones that if you actually went and did it.
That it wouldn't be a good look. Oh my gosh. Make lemonade out of lemons.
When life gives you lemon, make lemonade.
That'd be a good one. Spike it.
I'm trying to think what else. I can't think of any of these stupid sayings.
This is on the spot, guys. It's magic.
This is
you got it right now. 3, 2,
don't
1.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I do.
And then he passes.
And then you kill it.
Bye. Bye.
Gabe and Nina, B96 inside of commercial-free Tuesday. It is 8:30, which means that it's time for TMI Tuesdays. So glad you're joining us. Glad you're here. The question is this. If I go into a casino one time, am I now addicted to gambling? Am I a gambler?
Yeah.
Am I a gambler? If I gone to the casino one time, am I a gambler?
Deep.
Now, if you listen to this segment often, you know that's not what we're talking about. But what we are talking about is something that's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Needs your help.
It's real life. And this girl I know was very open in telling me about an experience that she recently had. And it was that there were three people involved in the scenario. And for the first time, she gambled. Okay. So, two guys and a girl.
Two guys and a girl?
I mean, sorry. Two girls and a guy.
Two girls and a guy.
Right. Gambles for the first time.
The girl.
Let's the girl.
Gamble with the other girl.
Gamble with the other girl. Man, it's really hard to dance around this
stuff. I say we say what it is first, and then we use the analogy.
Okay. This girl shared the experience that she had was... She had a little menage. She had the experience with the girl. But now her question is, because she's never had that happen to her before, she really was actually into it, liked it. It was great. Now she's questioning her sexuality.
Right. Because she didn't do anything to the girl.
But
the girl...
Right. Did.
The girl did go to the casino. There you go.
The girl went to the casino. So when it comes to matters of is she a full-fledged gambler or not, I don't know what the answer.
She wants to know if she's lesbian. She doesn't think she is.
Or if she's fluid or if she's bi, if that changes what she was identifying herself as, which was straight before. But now she's gambling.
And to be honest, I don't know the answer.
I'm not really sure either.
Neither did I. That's why we brought this up, because we were talking about this and I'm like, I don't know. I don't have enough information. I'm not well versed enough to know the answer to this.
But this is a conversation that I think more people are having. And so I would really appreciate your help in helping her understand what she just did.
And this is just so that we can have full understanding on this topic. I would love some of our members of the LGBTQ and A population to call us up and then tell us
maybe similar experiences. 877.
Thanks for the number.
591-9696.
Okay, so the girl in this three-person thing.
Experience.
She didn't do anything to the other girl.
Mm-mm.
But the other girl did something to her.
And now
she's like, I don't know, but what does that mean for me?
She's questioning her sexuality, her gambling addiction. I think that's the right way to call it.
877-591-9696. She's confused, as are we. Come help us out next. All right, B96, we dubbed the girl Curious Carrie.
Curious Carrie, I like that.
Curious Carrie is curious as to... She's not... I mean, this is a great question. Because, I mean, people yearn for this moment. Men, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yearn for this moment. And you never think about what a woman is thinking. Like, you know... A lot of guys are like, hey, babe, can we hook up with another girl? And the girl's like, fine, let's just say, fine. But she doesn't consider herself to be a, you know, bisexual or fluid, and she does it. And then in this case, that's what happened with Curious Carrie. She let someone else do something to her. Curious Carrie didn't do anything to the other girl. And she's curious, you know, what does that mean for her? So we don't know, because we're not experts in that situation. So Arlie in Logan Square, maybe you have a better answer for us. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, beautiful people? I love Curious Carrie. Listen, I am a gay man. Love men, always have.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have sex with girls. I don't date them, but I have sex with girls. Long story short, I think she should stop overthinking and just love life, you know?
Okay, so you don't really think the label, like, she doesn't need to define herself as anything.
No. I think we're at an age where we don't have to necessarily put a label on anything.
Yeah,
I like that term.
Arlie, I think the issue here for her is that, you know, it's the first time it's happened, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying you've done it and you're at peace with what it is that you do and being fluid and not putting a label on it. And her, you got to understand that for her being the first time, she has a lot of questions, like I'm sure most people do in those moments, right?
Yeah. I also work for the Department of Health, and we have this question coming up a lot because, you know, STIs and HIV, those don't care about sexuality. Those happen regardless of straight, heterosexual, all that good
right.
stuff. And what we dubbed for men that have sex with men but don't identify as gay or bisexual, we just call them men who have sex with men. That's it. They're still straight, but they just happen to have sex with guys.
I love that. Curious Carrie, I hope you're listening right now.
Just be wild, Curious Kelly.
Curious Carrie, you're heterosexual? You just happen to have some sex with some women.
Thank you, Arlie. Thank you so much for sharing that. Kira in Lombard, after you're hearing about Curious Kelly, just Carrie, I'm sorry, and hearing what Arlie just said, what do you think about this scenario?
I agree with Arlie. I think say it's never personally happened to me, but I have a ton of friends who are awesome. We're all young. We're ready to, you know, do we have to put a label on ourselves? We're all young. Like, let's just live.
That seems to be what a lot of people are saying.
But here's the thing, Kira, is that I feel like people that are confident in that space can say that confidently. True. Right? Like you, Arlie, the person that was just on the phone, you guys are like, hey, it's whatever, right? But you got to understand that not everyone is like that in that situation. And I think that we're just trying to help Curious Carrie in that space. So I understand you're saying like, hey, just kind of say whatever, but she's not, obviously can't process it that easily, you know?
Right, yeah.
So if you think about
it. Nothing to worry about. Just, you know what, if it happens, it happens. You don't think too much on it. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay, I mean, and maybe it's not even that she's being hard on herself.
She actually enjoyed it, Kira.
So if you're thinking about maybe even your friends that have done that, like right after the first time, were they just like, yeah, I'm free? Or was it a moment of reflection, much like this one?
Yeah, definitely reflection, for sure. Yeah, because they didn't know, they tried it.
I got an idea. I think Curious Carrie should return the favor
and then see,
and then ask herself that question.
But it's still the same thing.
Is it?
Well, but
because maybe she'll return the favor and be like, no.
I don't like this part.
This
isn't like
where it's at.
When it's about me.
I don't like kitty cats. I like elephants.
Why did it have to go to animals in the wild?
It's gaping.
Rawr. Nina at 9:30. Wow, it's 9:30 on the dot too. Love it. I'm B96 and Gabe.
How
we
roll?
Yes, today we're talking about eyelashes. But Nina at 9:30, if you're just joining us, is something that's like little nuggets about life. It really can be about anything. And today I'm taking the beauty angle. And right before we went, I looked at Gabe and I was like, I don't want to come off mean, but I'm trying to be helpful. I'm that friend.
When a friend keeps it real, that's not being mean.
Right. I'm that friend that's going to gas you no matter what. I want you to feel beautiful, but I'm also going to tell you when you look a little bit silly because I think you could look your best, or that's not it. Okay. Yesterday, I was very distracted at lunch by a woman who was taking her order who had on, now, I don't think they were fake eyelashes, but I think she had the extensions. I get it. The extensions are convenient. I get it. It opens your eyes. It's so much easier. And most of the time, they look great.
Right.
But you know the ones that look like spiders are coming out of your eyes and they go so far up that it just keeps hitting your eye?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I keep picturing like something about Mary, the old woman in that movie, I think. I don't know.
Kind of. I think a lot of you guys probably do know what I'm talking about. I just think that maybe if you really love that length, we give it a break during the summer because it's warmer, you're sweaty, they stick, and it's very distracting. Also, I don't think it's an attractive length. So that's just where I was going with it. I really wanted to help this girl out.
Be mindful of the length of your eyelashes.
Be mindful of it. It looks like costume mascara stuff when they're so
long. You're right.
I
do think that's unfair because I think that it's like you tell women to be beautiful and to do all these things, but then it's like, but don't do, like, put your nails on, but don't do them too long.
I know.
Put some makeup, but not too much makeup. Put your eyelashes, not too long though.
That's why I was conflicted on it too, but I just think she would have looked more beautiful without them.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Nina, because I think that in a given situation, if your friend has too much makeup on, you're going to tell her, hey, baby girl.
Just let's tone it down.
You're blushy looking a little clownish.
Right. I'm just trying to be a good friend, guys.
Tone down those eyelashes.
Just trying to be a good friend. You can do it to me, too. You can totally clown on me if it makes you feel better. But being at 9:30, that's what we're here for. We do life together. We share our thoughts together. Weekdays, 9:30 on B96.
See? You thought that you didn't wake up early and you missed something. Lucky for you, you got to listen to the podcast. Don't forget, every single weekday, we put it up here. Shout out Telephone Tone. Weekday mornings, you got to hang out with us though, all right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.